They returned to Tahrir Square, thousands of Egyptians, to chant the same chant of the revolution. People want the downfall of the regime. For them, the much-hated past is still present. That is why Friday's protest was dubbed the Day of Cleansing. They fear the revolution is not only incomplete, but under threat.
We didn't achieve the aims of the revolution. The figures of the Mubarak regime have still not been held accountable for killing our children and stealing our wealth.
Activists are demanding the prosecution of Hosni Mubarak, his family and top aides, for illegally amassing billions of dollars. The ruling Supreme Council of Armed Forces has already arrested a number of top officials in the former ruling party. But it was only a day before Friday's planned protest that three top associates of Mubarak were prevented from traveling on corruption suspicions.
It has almost been 2 months since Hosni Mubarak stepped down from power. Undoubtedly, there have been a number of changes since then. But for many Egyptians, those changes are just not enough.
Where are the changes, they asked, posing the question directly to the head of the ruling armed forces, Mohamed Hossein Tantawi, a man many fear is not working for the interests of the revolution.
He was with Mubarak for 20 years. His loyalty is not to the people, but the former regime. We want Tantawi to leave power.
Power, however, is set to be transferred to civilian rule in a few months, when parliamentary and presidential elections are scheduled to take place. But it is the time from now till then that worries many.
The army is stalling, and we don't know why. They haven't dismantled the former ruling party. They still hold positions in local government, and they will take part in elections.
During the revolution, many like Mahmoud paid with their lives in Tahrir Square. Hard-won games that will keep Egyptians coming back as they fight to create what they believe is a real democracy. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Cairo.